This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, May 6, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. What did not catch my eye last night was the Starbucks cup in the middle of Game of Thrones. Sorry I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and check it out. Headline, Vince McMahon's XFL relaunch to air on ABC, ESPN, Fox Sports, and FS1. The XFL sent out the following release. From Stamford, Connecticut, the XFL today announced multi-year agreements with ESPN and Fox Sports to televise XFL games starting with its inaugural 2020 season. XFL games will air weekly on broadcast TV, ABC, and Fox, complemented by games on cable, ESPN, ESPN2, FS1, and FS2. The XFL TV schedule allows for consistent appointment viewing each week, with back-to-back games starting Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern, as well as two additional games on Sunday afternoons. Saying, we look forward to showcasing the XFL on ESPN and ABC, including the kickoff game and the championship during the league's inaugural season. That's according to Burke Magnus, ESPN Executive Vice President of Programming and Scheduling. Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck are two of the sports industry's most creative and experienced leaders, and they have exciting plans for this league. We believe in their vision for the XFL, which will be a great addition to our year-round commitment to football. We welcome the XFL to the Fox Sports family and are pleased to expand the relationship with Vince McMahon. That's according to Eric Shanks, Fox Sports CEO and executive producer. Football is now the Fox Sports DNA and a key component with our programming strategy. Alongside Oliver Luck and his incredible team, we're excited for the debut of the XFL on Fox Sports. Also adding, we are thrilled to partner with ESPN and Fox Sports, two innovative media companies with extensive experience in world-class football production that will undoubtedly help us reimagine football. That's from Vince McMahon, the XFL founder and chairman. The XFL broadcast schedule provides us with incredible reach and makes it easy for fans to watch our games consistently every weekend. The agreements were negotiated by CAA Sports and Evolution Media Capital on behalf of the XFL. Now, the XFL is back. It's going to kick off Saturday, February 8th, 2020, with teams in Dallas, Houston, LA, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Washington, D.C. Additional XFL-themed programming and on-air talent will be announced in the future. Ooh, guess who's back? Back again. The XFL. Tell a friend. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I have fond memories of the original XFL. Why, you might ask? Well, I was the champion of my XFL fantasy league. That I won the only one. I am undefeated. Now, will we come back together again to play fantasy football? No, I haven't played fantasy sports in years. I was early in and early out on that. But should we get excited? We just had a spring football league fail. And the answer is, yeah, why not? Why not get excited? If you like football, it's another chance to watch football at a time of year when you couldn't watch football. All you could watch was the combine or replays or whatever. It's now going to be available to you. And it's going to be easy to find because it's going to be right on broadcast TV, on ABC, ESPN. It's going to be on Fox. It's going to be on FS1. I'm sure part of this deal was helped out by Fox Sports and Fox Network, actually, just agreeing to a deal to bring SmackDown Live to the Fox Network coming this fall. So they already had a working relationship with Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon is allegedly going to be pulling away a little bit from his WWE commitments to get this XFL thing launched and underway. So it's a very exciting time for opportunity. There's an opportunity, which is Vince McMahon is famous for giving people quote unquote opportunity. This is a league that's going to give players an opportunity to prove themselves, to step out there and to play professional football where they might not have had that opportunity before. Or maybe their only opportunity was in Canada. And the Canadian Football League starts in June through November. So it's a chance for players to play. It's a chance for fans to watch. And it's going to be pretty easy to find. Unlike the league that just folded, which I would hear about, oh, there was a great game on this past weekend, but you never heard about it. It was not easy to find. It was on NFL Network. It was here. It was there. There wasn't that set, I'm going to be able to turn on this channel at this time and watch it. And I think that's a big thing. You need to have that consistency for people to build an audience. And then the real challenge is the product has to be good. So we'll see. People love college football. They watch college football all the time, but there is an allegiance to the program, whether they went there or whether they're geographically from there or whether they, you know, you grew up and you happen to be watching TV. And maybe when you were growing up, Ohio State was great or Florida State was great or whomever. And you became a fan because you were a kid and you're like, they're pretty good. So there's that allegiance that does not exist with the XFL. And virtually all of those cities, save St. Louis, currently have an NFL team already. So are you a football fan in that city who's going to root for both the NFL team and the XFL team? St. Louis is the exception, and St. Louis just lost the Rams back to Los Angeles a couple of years ago. One could argue that, well, they stole them from LA to begin with, so did they really lose them, or were they just going back home? Anyway, what I'm saying, XFL, it's a good thing. It's never a bad thing to have more choices. Hopefully, we won't have some of the silliness we did the first time where they ditched the kickoff in favor of a running scrum where on the very first play of the very first game, someone dislocated a shoulder. Sort of a weird harbinger of things to come. I hope they do well, and I hope they do well going forward into the future because, like I said, great opportunity for fans, great opportunity for players, and who doesn't love opportunity? Hey, it's Monday. I'm going to need a more positive attitude from you. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass. To get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? Got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some music.